New Jersey native Robert Egan serves as an unofficial ambassador for the government of North Korea. When he's not behind the counter of his barbecue restaurant in Hackensack, Egan's running a trade group that's worked to improve ties between North Korea and the U.S. Egan's work has been profiled in The New Yorker as well as on this program. When we reached him at his restaurant today, he was full of praise for the late Kim Jong-il.
Nobody can dispute that we know more about North Korea today than we've ever known before. And all that credit goes to Kim Jong-il. He was the one that was responsible for cracking that door open.
You almost make Kim Jong-il sound like a reformer.
Yeah, he was a reformer, as far as dictators go. Let's face it, it's a bad year for dictators. Kim Jong-il saw this coming years ago.
But he was also a man who has starved over a million of his own people.
No, he didn't starve a million of his own people, okay? What he inherited in the division of the Korean Peninsula after World War II starved a million people. We cut that country in half after it was united for 5,000 years because we didn't want to go to war with Russia. Okay, we gave half of that peninsula to the Russians and Stalin.
Robert Egan, tell me how you became involved with the government of North Korea.
North Koreans were investigating how Vietnam achieved the roadmap towards normalized relations with the U.S. They knew the route to do that, like with Vietnam, was to get normalized relations with the U.S. I walked Vietnam through the roadmap of normalized relations with the U.S. North Korea went knocking on Vietnam's door. They asked for a recommendation, and Vietnam recommended me.
Did you ever meet Kim Jong-il?
No, I didn't. I was at the same ceremony as him, but you know, certainly a guy that's working at my level doesn't get those opportunities too often. But it was his regime and the men that were working under him that allowed me to have access with non-governmental organizations over the years, brought many, many top-secret North Korean delegations over to the United States to negotiate with the U.S. I brought delegations over to North Korea.
So what kind of window through those upper-level officials in North Korea, what kind of window did you get into the man Kim Jong-il? I mean, what do you know about him that the rest of us don't know?
He liked women, he liked cigars, and he liked booze. He was a regular guy. And certainly he knew that his country was in a lot of trouble. Well, he sought out help from the West. Did he come as far as we would have liked him? Of course not. He's a dictator. But certainly, I think it's time now to reflect back and to encourage whoever steps into his shoes to open up more. And by doing that, we need to recognize the liberties that Kim Jong-il gave his own people to interact with his enemy.
You once said that you were Kim Jong-il's man in New Jersey. Will those loyalties now shift to his son, Kim Jong-un?
There's a lot of doubt whether he's going to be able to maintain that.
Are you hoping that the crack
that his father and his grandfather had?
Right, but are you hoping that maybe the crack gets wider and that there's a role for you to play now?
No, this is what I hope. I hope it becomes a democracy. Okay, and I hope some of my guys that I know run for office. Maybe one of them becomes president of North Korea.
Have you spoken with any of them, Robert Egan, in the last 24 hours?
Yes, I've spoken with a few of them.
And what have they told you?
There's uncertainty and they're sad. Even if your father's been abusive and he dies, are you going to cry at the funeral? Of course you're going to cry. Well, this was their father. He's a cult-like figure. Okay, so certainly, at this point, they're going to be saddened. I think as time goes on, then they can reflect back and to see, exactly the atrocities that were committed, the millions of people that needlessly died, not because Kim Jong-il killed them, because this was the system that he inherited.
We've been speaking with Bob Egan about the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Egan's book about his personal outreach efforts to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is Eating with the Enemy, How I Waged Peace with North Korea from My Barbecue Shack in Hackensack. Robert, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.